welcome once again to Living It Up. It's the radio show dedicated to the idea that the second half of your life is really the best part of your life. How about that idea, huh? I'm Harvey, your host for the next hour, and I'm glad you've tuned us in. Got a great show, some nifty old songs that'll get you to go, ooh, I haven't heard that in a while, at least once or twice, we hope. Lynette Gower's with us each week, of course, with news and tips on successful aging. We'll talk with nationally recognized geriatric specialist, Dr. Fran Salerno. Fitness expert Greg Salem joins us this week. We'll have more fun with Fred and Fran. We have comedy, this time from Bill Cosby. And we'll do our fun radio contest again as we try to name the mystery year. It's all brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Healthcare Systems. And remember, in the words of the Chinese philosopher Lin Yutang, if you can spend a perfectly useless afternoon in a perfectly useless manner, then you have really learned how to live. And as we get started this week, I want to officially say hi to Lynette. Hi, Lynette. How are you?
Hi, Harvey. I'm just fine. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Well, we're going to get the folks started this week with hopefully some helpful advice about investing. Everybody's got a million questions about that.
And it's
Now, you want to play our mystery year, have our first fun clues for you guys out there? We'll play along. We'll give you the answer at the end of the program today. If you can guess the mystery year, your first clues, the ViewMaster sold this year for $2, and you could get three of those little reels, you know, for a dollar. Aren't they great? The draft age was lowered this year to 18. We're talking with John Joseph, who is Marketing and Communications Manager of Lehigh Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau. Hiya, John.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
Well, we're heading into the summer, and we want to get out and do things. What's hot around the Lehigh Valley? What should we not miss?
There's, of course, the Eagles training camp at Lehigh University coming up July 17th through August 15th. There's the Christmas City Fair in Bethlehem.
We're talking with Dr. Ann Grandjean once again on the show, who is one of this country's leading authorities on nutrition and works with Olympic athletes, the New York Yankees, the University of Nebraska football team, and many others. And we're pleased to have you back with us again on the show. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Today I thought I'd ask you about, you know, how we change as we get older. We talk about diet a lot on the show, and is the perfect diet for a 30-year-old the same diet that a 60-year-old? I'm trusting the answer is no, and I hope you'll help us out with that.
Well, it certainly does change, and the average person 60 and over, we're seeing a significant reduction in calorie intake, and unfortunately then what happens?
There's a lot of celebrity birthdays this week that we could commemorate, and we'll get to them if time permits. But one that just occurred last week was maybe not a household name to you, Ernest Thayer. Ernest Thayer, a poet who wrote Casey at the Bat. And so I thought, since it's summertime and baseball's being played, although it depends on who you ask how well it's being played in which particular city, but
that's for sure.
I thought we'd read Ernest Thayer's most famous poem, Casey at the Bat. It looked extremely rocky for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 2-4 with but an inning left to play. We're talking on the program today with Greg Salem, who is the community health manager for Lehigh Valley Hospital, as well as being an exercise physiologist. Greg, nice to have you with us once again.
Thank you very much.
We're so used to having everyone else manage us and tell us what to do, and we're grown-ups now, and if we want to be healthy, it's sort of like, well, you guys better take care of it yourselves. Is there a way to instill that? Is that part of your work, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the common phrases I hear most often is, why should I do this? Because everyone else wants me to.
All right, Lynette, we're back again with you here, and
yes, you
are going to talk about one of my favorite subjects.
Am I really?
Yes, you are.
Well, you know how I love to hear about research and learn about scientific studies, especially if they say what I want them to say.
So enlightening that way. Yeah.
I have a little bittersweet news this week, however. At last, there is a scientific study that seems to show that resisting sweet temptation can be harmful.
Resisting it can be harmful.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We're not saying that you should indulge every time that you get a craving for a chocolate chip cookie, but resisting the urge, especially if the cookie is right in front of you, can put a dent in your mental energy.
It's time for another Harvey's Eye View of the World. And, you know, I can't help but notice that they keep adjusting the start time of middle age. Now, do you know what that means? People are going to have to change their assumptions of what it means to be over 50. Just because you're eligible to join AARP doesn't mean you're a fossil, that we need to talk to you like this now, that you don't like to go out, that people your age actually think a chia pet makes the perfect gift. That you didn't make as much fun of I've fallen and I can't get up as everybody else on the planet. That you think Lawrence Welk actually looked good in those bright orange suits. That somehow we should be more worried on the expressway if we look over at the driver next to us and he has gray hair than if we looked over and noticed he had purple hair and a pierced tongue. And that finally, if you're over 50, you wouldn't enjoy a radio show that has some comedy and some stories about interesting, inspiring people, health tips from doctors and experts, commentary, along with the latest news and funny features, presented with the assumption that we're talking to one of the hippest audiences we can find. That you wouldn't like a radio show like that. Well, I think they're flat out wrong. But of course, that's just my opinion, and you know what opinions are like. And that will do it for this week's program. Hard to believe it's blown by already. Well, should we keep them in suspense, or should we tell them what the mystery year was?
Oh, let's tell them.
All right, one more clue for you here. How about this? This movie premiered in the mystery year, The African Queen. You know it now? You've been playing along with us. The mystery year was 1951. And, Lynette, of course, always a pleasure, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thank you, Harvey. I'm looking forward to next week.
And living it up, don't forget it's brought to you each week by Johnson & Johnson Healthcare Systems. Hey, we love hearing from you, and we like to get your songs on when we can, and you've come up with some great suggestions thus far. If you'd like to write to us, the address is Living It Up, P.O. Box 50 Plus, Gardenville, P.A., 18926. My name's Harvey. It's been a pleasure to be your host for the show, and we'll join you back here again next week. Have a great week, everybody. See ya.